These days, having versatile clothing you can wear anywhere is a must. That's why American Giant makes all sorts of versatile any-weather staples, hoodies, jackets, and more. Whether you're buying a gift or stocking your closet, you'll find just what you need. And it's all made right here in the USA. Find your new wardrobe staples at American-Giant.com and get 20% off your order when you use code ANYSTYLE24 at checkout. That's 20% off at American-Giant.com. Promo code ANYSTYLE24.
And now, it's the Mike Calta Show.
It's the Mike Calta Show. It's 102.5 The Bone. You know, it's time to refresh your home for spring with Zero Res Carpet and Air Duct Cleaning. Traditional carpet cleaners use soaps and harsh chemicals that leave sticky residue, attracting dirt over time. When you call the experts at Zero Res, you'll enjoy surfaces that stay cleaner longer without dirt attracting residue. Right now, you mention me, Mike Calta, and you get three rooms of carpet clean for $129. You can book online at ZeroResTampaBay.com. That's Zerorez TampaBay.com. I love them so much. They are coming out to my house this Wednesday, aren't they?
Yes, sir.
I got a lot of things I need to clean. You call them right now. Go to their website, ZeroResTampaBay.com. Mention me, Mike Calta. Get three rooms of carpet clean, $129. Book online. It takes you 2 seconds. Makes it easy. You don't have to talk to anybody. ZeroResTampaBay.com. Get your home insanely clean with my friends at Zero Res. Galvin, there was a 90s song that is probably not making it to the list.
No, that's a decent one. This is the bad ones. These are the top 20 worst songs of the 90s. This is according to BuzzFeed. I have the top 20, but if we want to try and get into the top 10, you know. But
I got my wife with an April Fool's joke.
Oh, did you?
I texted her that the RZA had died, and she said, what with 18 question marks? And then I said, April Fool's, and she said, you son of a bitch. So it is possible to get the weak-minded on April Fool's.
It's wild.
I know you love those jokes. Mm-hmm. All right, the worst songs of the 90s.
Yeah. What do we think?
Mbop by Hanson.
How dare you?
That's a great song.
No.
Mbop by Hanson comes in at number 8.
Oh, my
yes.
God.
Yes.
All right.
What about Something, Marilyn Manson, then we're gonna kick their asses. What is that song called? You know what I mean? You know that. You know that song.
I don't know that song.
I know what you're talking about. Yeah. It's,
can you sing it?
Something, Marilyn Manson, then we're gonna kick their asses. What is that
song? I love it.
Something, Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, then something,
oh, I do
here,
know.
We'll kick your ass in.
Yeah. What is it?
No, this can't be Leonard Skinner.
No, it's definitely not. Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson. Something rubber.
Come around here, we'll kick your ass in.
Yeah, what song is that? I don't know what you're saying.
That was definitely it.
Anybody? I'll sing it again. Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson, something about to kick their asses. No.
You get what you give.
Who sings it?
New Radicals.
Yeah.
There you go, yeah, Joe.
Yep.
Way to go, Spanish.
Yeah.
How did you get that, Joe?
I just typed in the lyrics and asked what band it was.
Oh, very good.
Mm-hmm.
Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson, something, kick their asses.
Come around here, we'll kick your asses.
Yeah. Oh, man, I want to kick this guy right in his ding-ding. Only one person counts out. It's Bruce Springsteen. Anybody else doesn't sound like this guy.
Bon Jovi.
Oh, 2, 3, 4.
Anybody from New Jersey is allowed to do that. No, that song is not.
Long
way to go. No. Oh, I'm sorry. Number 15.
Hey, shut up. Yeah.
Number 15.
Is it really?
It is number 15. Yeah, I was looking through and I didn't see because I was looking at the top 10. Number 15.
All right.
What's that song, If I Had $1 Million?
If I Had $1 Million.
If I Had $1 Million. That's Bare Naked Ladies, right?
Not their only hit.
No.
What I found out.
That is not in the top 20.
What about this one?
Oh, The Verve.
Bittersweet Symphony?
Yeah, no, that's not in there.
Rob Thomas.
You're just saying Rob Thomas.
Anything by him from the 90s.
That'd be more Matchbox 20.
That's what it is. Matchbox 20, yeah.
No. And no.
Do you know there was a band called The Verve and The Verve Pipe?
Yes.
What about The Verve Pipe? This song I got on Freshman?
This is a good song. Yeah.
What's so good about this song?
It's a beautiful story.
Yeah.
About this makes me go to high school for sure.
He overdosed?
Well, one of the people in the song
does. Listen to the words of the song.
It's a great song.
We were only freshmen.
And I was young, I knew everything.
Sad.
Yeah.
She a punk who rarely ever took advice. Now I'm guilt-stricken, sobbing with my head on the floor.
Oh, my God. Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson.
Don't ruin it.
Jesus Christ. That's not all.
Oh, you're looking at the hook spot.
She was touching her face.
I don't get it.
I won't be held responsible.
We were only freshmen.
She fell in love in the first place. For the life of me, I cannot remember what made us think that we were wise and we never compromised.
This is a great song.
What is great about this song?
I love this song.
You want a good like story song? Ben Folds 5, Brick.
Oh, yeah,
that's a great song.
Ben Folds 5 is great.
Yeah, he just got divorced.
Not on the list. Aww. Not on the list. Rob Thomas, Matchbox 20, not on the list. No Chili Peppers on the list.
Right.
How dare you?
All right. How about this?
Oh yeah.
Slide from the Goo Goo Dolls?
No. By the way, real quick, while we're talking about this 90s songs, there was a guy that was playing acoustic guitar out at the living room when I went for the brunch thing the other day. He was really good, and I got his card because I said, hey, we do events and stuff, and maybe we'll have something. But he was doing, like, Bush, Alice in Chains. He was doing a bunch of different 90s stuff. Then he threw some Beatles and everything in there. But he knows Johnny B.
He was like,
I know Johnny B. And I was like, oh, cool.
Everybody knows Johnny B.
Yeah.
But yeah, he was really, sorry, I forget what his name is, but he was really good.
Is the Macarena in there for
the Macarena? Macarena done by, who was that that did the Macarena?
The Los Lobos.
No, something like that, though. No, Macarena,
no,
not
Macarena.
In here.
What, Johnny number, Mambo
Los
number
Del
five.
Rio.
Mambo number five by Lou Bega.
Yeah.
Comes in at number two.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mambo Number Five.
Great song.
It is a great song, Karen.
I like this song too.
Yeah,
this guy is still playing state fairs.
Yep.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Everybody in the car, so come on, let's.
I was wondering if Mambo Number Five was like came out with Mambo Number Six, Number Seven. He has a song called Scatman and Hatman. You want to hear that? Hold on.
You haven't heard this?
Yeah.
I think we played it once before.
Oh yeah, I remember this.
And I'm the hat man.
Oh,
play that on a loop with Cotton Eye Joe and then just kill yourself.
Cotton Eye Joe's one.
By the way, real quick, Macarena is on there, number seven, Los Del Rio.
Los Del Rio.
Yeah. Los Lonely Boys over here.
No, I looked it up. Los Del Rio.
It's the thong song in there.
The thong song.
Thong.
By Cisco. 14.
Yeah. Oh.
14. I thought it'd be much higher.
Yeah. What about that yelling Four Non Blondes song?
Yay. What's up?
Yeah, that what's going on?
Is that the 90s?
Four Non Blondes, not in here.
Mm. Oh, the Bad Touch, Bloodhound Gang.
Oh, how dare you.
Love the Bloodhound Gang.
Well, no?
No.
There was another one.
I mean, Sister Hazel's not on the list for sure.
Oh my God. You ready? You ready?
Little Sugar A.
Yeah.
Sugar A. Not on the list.
Oh, my
Their
God.
Their first album was really good and really punk. Sugar A's.
Yeah.
And then it all fell to
And then they got, then they had that song, and they made a bunch of money. And
pop
they were
songs,
like, why are we playing that fast song when we can play this?
What do we got?
Oh, I was going to say Barbie Girl.
That's what I was going to say.
Aqua? Barbie Girl? Nope. Not in there. Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it is. Jesus. I keep on looking at the top 10, but it is in the top 20. It is number 17. Barbie Girl. So let's go to the top 10. Number 10, You're Still the One, Shania Twain.
Oh, let's go, girls.
Right? Number 9, can't believe you guys didn't get this right off the bat. I'm Too Sexy. Right,
Ted Frank. Yeah. For some reason, I thought that was 80s.
It was 80s. I was in high school.
This was 90s. Right, Ted Fred?
I mean, but it came out when I was in high school, and I graduated in 89. That list is faulty.
You're probably right.
Uh-huh. I usually am. Yeah.
Let's see. It came out actually in 91. It actually released in 92.
How is that possible? That's
the album is Greatest Hits of 91, and it was released in 92. So not only is it not the 80s, the album is called The Greatest Hits of 91, and it came out a year later. Yeah. I thought for sure you were right.
Yeah, me too.
I'm
with you, Mike. I
thought for sure you were right. Let's see. Some of the other ones that are on here. Number 8, you got Mbop Hansen. Number 7, Macarena, Los Del Rio. Number 6, you're going to have a problem with number 6. For sure. Any guesses? It is a band, arguably the biggest band in the world at the time.
Creed. With Arms Wide Open.
Higher.
Oh, that's a great song.
Can you take me higher?
I did not think that was in the 90s. I thought that was, well,
2000s?
I guess,
Should check with me. I'm pretty good with that song.
Yeah. Mike was still in high school. Yeah, that comes in at number 6.
That was their second album.
Yeah, that's why I thought 2000.
Number 5, this was a one-hit wonder.
Who let the dogs out?
Who? The Baja Man.
Baja Man comes in number 5.
Oh, Zoot Suit Riot, is that in there?
No.
By the way, it's not Baja Man. It's Bahaman. Mm. No, you're right, but I interviewed them one time, and then it's not, I said, hey,
okay. I choose to believe you.
No, you're right. I said...
I feel like you're messing with me, but I'll choose to believe you.
No, because Baja Men seems like it made sense. And I did an interview with them, and I asked them to do a liner, and they said, hi, we're a Baja Men. And I went,
okay.
Baja Men. And they're like, Baja Men, from the Bahamas, Baja Men.
Yeah, I went, I get it.
Okay. That makes sense, too.
Carson Daly lied to me on TRL, that son of a bitch.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
Look, I talked to the Bahaman themselves.
Bahaman.
The Bahaman.
Bahaman.
By the way, speaking of little phrases like that, do you know what Sara Lee, what their slogan is?
Nobody does it like
Sara Lee.
All right, hold on. Say it.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
What do you say?
I said nobody does it like Sara Lee, but I think Joe is right.
Anybody else?
Nobody does it like.
I love cake.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
That's a double negative.
A lot of people think that it's nobody does it like Sara Lee.
Yeah, because it's better English.
Yeah.
Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee. Everybody likes it.
Ain't nobody like Sara Lee.
Ain't nobody liking it.
All right, so number 5 was the Bahaman.
Bahaman. Hi, we're Bahaman.
Number 4, this guy had a huge song. His daughter is a very famous singer now.
Inky Breaky Heart.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Billy Ray Cyrus comes in number 4.
Oh, we need to hear that. We haven't heard Inky Breaky Heart.
My Inky Breaky Heart.
I could not tell you how it starts, though. Everybody knows the chorus. How does it start?
You could tell my friend.
Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson.
I was close. Yeah.
You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends.
Oh, there's friends. Nobody doesn't like Sara Lee.
Truck. He said truck.
You can tell my arms. Go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Oh, you can tell my lips, to tell my fingertips, they won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my aching, breaking heart, I just don't think you'd understand.
Jesus Christ.
Man.
He was good looking, except he had that long, weird ponytail thing. Yeah. He was a handsome guy.
That comes into number four. This is the list of the worst songs in the 90s. That's number four. Number three, I thought you were going to get earlier because you got Mbop, but you didn't get
Oh,
it's one of the most depressing songs.
Crash Test Dummies.
Yeah.
I don't know why, but this song is so depressing to me.
Yeah.
Once there was this kid who... I mean, this guy's got the weirdest voice.
How is this a hit? Like, if you heard this...
It's very catchy, though.
But if you were a record executive, you'd be like, there's no way you're singing like this. You know what I mean?
I'm doing it.
Are you doing joke songs?
Has anybody ever seen a live version of this performed?
No.
What it even looks like?
I know what the guy looks like.
Yeah.
John Brennan's such a dick. He texts me in quotes, I was trying to get a liner from Bahaman. He goes, I'd stop you right there. All right, that's good.
That's a good song.
That comes into
the New Radicals song.
Yeah.
Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson. The video filmed in the Staten Island Mall, according to my friend Eddie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good. Fun fact. Good for you guys.
My wife came up with one. Informer. Licky boom boom down.
Oh yeah.
Is that on there?
Blown away when I found out he wasn't actually talking with that accent.
Informer. Snow.
Yeah, that's what it is. Snow
comes into number 13.
Because he's white.
Dude.
Snow.
And he doesn't even have an accent. That hurt.
He was white.
Chibbity boom boom down. Hey
yo, what's going on? Yo, dog. Yeah, the 5-0 is running up on Snow.
Word, bussin'.
Didn't this guy kind of look like Vanilla Ice?
Yes. Yeah.
That was the look he was going for?
90s is the worst period of music ever.
Who is the is it Shaggy that does the It Wasn't Me?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw a thing with him the other day, and you know, he doesn't talk like that.
Yeah.
That whole thing, whatever. He said he did that. I don't know whether he was in the military.
I believe he was in the military, yeah.
So the drill sergeant would yell at them, and they'd be like, rawr, 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 and yell. And he goes, so I was just mocking them, and I would do the rap part like that. Where, rawr, 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 rawr. Yeah. I thought that was pretty funny.
Really we funny. Had Shaggy on the show,
yes.
Didn't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I have, you guys still haven't guessed it, the number one worst song of the 90s. I'm telling you right now, one of you is going to lose your goddamn mind over this.
Better not be Even Flow.
No.
Is it not Limp Bizkit?
It is.
This is ridiculous.
Faith.
Yeah.
Really? Number one worst song of the 90s,
it's
the George
terrible.
Michael cover. Are you kidding me?
It's pretty terrible.
It is pretty terrible.
That's
what, and I like Limp Bizkit.
If people don't like Limp Bizkit, that's usually the only song they'll say is
it's
okay.
It's true.
I like Limp Bizkit. And I think there's too much screaming in this. It just gets out of hand.
Oh, man.
The beginning, it starts out good, and then he starts screaming. You're like, ugh.
I mean, just put him on the map.
Does he curse?
Yeah, yeah.
When? Now?
He's got a body like me.
Later.
But I gotta think twice.
Really?
Didn't he say get the blank up?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Say what?
Get the blank up early.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
This is great.
No.
This is not. Your cover is good. You're coming here in August? I'm so happy. It's going to be awesome.
I do like how they do the bass line in here and stuff. Well, it takes a song and make them better. I'm showing you
that door. That's ridiculous.
Yeah, it's too much.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Why are you kicking the gun?
I don't know. I don't know what curses.
It's so good.
Listen, I like Limp Bizkit a lot. That's just awful.
I'm so excited to come back.
Number one, BuzzFeed says, number one worst song of the 90s. That's worse than the Crash Test Dummies. That's worse than the Macarena.
No.
That's worse than a Joey Lawrence song.
No, what's a Joey Lawrence song?
Nothing My Love Can't Fix.
Nothing My Love Can't Fix for you, baby.
Yeah, this is insanity.
That Joey Lawrence song was great.
How do you like that? Well, there you go. That is the worst song of the 90s, according to BuzzFeed, not according to GM.
There's no way that's better than, or not worse than Bahaman.
Bahamian.
Bahamian. The whole Bahamian. World is singing, who let the dogs out?
Faith 2.
No.
This is
Faith 2.
This is horrible.
I heard my mom screaming, because I gotta have faith. Come on.
Like the worst ever. It's a bit extreme.
Yeah. No, it's a bad song from the
90s. I wouldn't even say bad.
How do you say Mbop's a bad song? That bro is, you haven't heard good music like that since the Jackson 5 were around.
I think that's an anthem of a generation.
I mean, it was very catchy. There's nothing, you know, whether it's a good song or not. I mean, it got played a lot and people loved it and it was very catchy.
So same thing with Achy Breaky Heart. People were losing their mind over Achy Breaky Heart. Billy Ray. Listen to me. If you thought you heard some bad music on this show today, I want to remind everybody, Wednesday, Cruise Karaoke.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Everybody pick out their song yet?
Well, no. Yeah, I didn't know this.
Yeah. We're doing it Wednesday.
Take some time off. You miss everything.
Yeah. We're doing it Wednesday.
Wednesday, I assume, right? Because we're off Thursday.
Yeah. May I ask, what are the parameters of it? Anything?
Cruise related.
Okay. Yeah.
Cruise, yacht rock, something that says boat in it, you know, whatever, some sort of water theme.
And we're doing it live.
I don't think we're going to have it to, you know, we're not going to crack down on you.
There's a song right away that anytime I hear the song, I instantly think Cruise.
All right. Well, there you go. That's the one you can do. Yeah. Question. We can do it live.
Yeah. Right. We'll do it live in here.
All right.
Do we have those capabilities to perform over there?
Yes.
Oh. Okay. And then
I will give you a solid yes. Spanish will give you a I don't know.
We're just going to figure it out. Yeah. Make it work.
Just plug a cord in.
Yeah. Like,
figure question. It out. What are the parameters? Can I do a duet with somebody?
Oh, now you're bringing in.
I'm saying, what can we do to make it good? You know, mine would be to make it a duet.
Have a better voice?
Yes. I don't have that.
No, I don't think we're doing duets. Right.
So, what is Carmen? Is Carmen coming here on Wednesday or?
No.
And the other thing is maybe if we can get with the engineer and get some sort of reverb would be nice. You know, if we work that out.
I was asking for a lot.
Yeah, I think it should be all right.
Karaoke,
yeah, no reverb.
Yeah. No, we don't want any. Okay.
No, I mean, I would love reverb, but I just don't think it's possible.
Yeah, I think it's
exciting and new.
Because literally, that the board that's in there next to where I used to sit has reverb on it.
But we're not going to be going through there.
No. I know, but I'm saying if one of you guys who live over that way or Carmen could just yank it out of the wall and bring it over here.
Oh, take that board?
Yeah, it's just a little 4-channel. I mean, it's nothing. I don't even know if they have it hooked up to anything right now. We could. What I'm saying is maybe ask Dylan. You want me to do it? I'll handle it. Jesus Christ! This guy doesn't even know if we can put a microphone over in the corner.
I don't know how this is going to work. Just get up there and sing to everybody.
Exactly. Who knows? We'll figure it out.
What do we? How does karaoke work? They play a track and you look at the lyrics and then you sing out the lyrics. I don't know.
How are you going to have the lyrics in front of you if you're standing all the way over there?
Yeah.
Well, would
print them out, stupid, like we always do.
No, we don't always.
Of course
print
we do.
No, we don't.
Of course we do.
No, we don't. Usually watch it off the computer.
Yeah.
No, we don't. I have video. I saw a picture of my time up the other day. It was me holding the lyrics.
When you were on the stage.
90% of the time, I turn my computer around and they read the lyrics off of it.
I can't see 2 feet in front of me. That's why I'm there.
All right. So do we want to record it then and cut out all the other problems?
I vote yes.
Recording. Okay.
Then let's do that.
Then we can record it. Then you can
There's no
produce
technical
it,
issues.
Do everything. Yeah. And we don't have to worry about the lyric fight that we just had.
We don't really.
Spanish won't have to, I don't know, set up a microphone in the corner.
I don't mind setting up a microphone. It's all the other stuff that nobody really knows that is, you know, makes it difficult.
Like what?
Like, we set up the microphone, then it's the wrong cord, it causes static. You got reverb guy over here needs reverb. You can't read the lyrics because you got bad eyesight. Carmen doesn't know if she's going
to
be here or there.
I would like to point out, reverb guy over here would like to cover up how terrible we are at singers, so let's put a little effect on the voice. Let's put a little pizzazz into it. This guy who just wants to read off the computer. Mbop, lady boo bop, scooby dooby shoe shop.
I do not sing with my forehead tilted forward.
If we didn't have cruise karaoke, we could do a terrible 90s song karaoke.
Courtney Love and Marilyn Manson.
I'm down to do whatever. Whatever we want to do.
Whatever you want to do, Michael.
No, let's do cruise karaoke. I mean, we're excited for the cruise. Recorded cruise karaoke.
All right.
Done?
And we'll play it on Wednesday.
Oh, we'll play it on Wednesday, 8 o'clock.
Oh, jeez. All right. Well, open letter, 8 o'clock.
After open letter.
Or do we want to do it Tuesday? Or do we want to
No, we're going to do it Wednesday after open letter.
No, we're canceling open letter.
Let's take off Wednesday? You're saying take off Wednesday?
No, I'm saying no open letter.
I will stay with just
Friday.
Yeah. Friday's good.
Friday. We're going to be on a cruise.
Oh,
Jesus.
We'll do it from the podcast in Spanish edited.
Yeah, no big deal.
I'm going to do cruise on this effing boat. All right, just say it over and over.
Please don't do that.
The lyrics are just blank boat, blank boat, blank boat.
I'm begging you.
No, and put a little reverb on it, too. Right?
Make it better.
You should put some reverb on your mustache.
Call Dylan.
Yeah. He knows.
You still
how
wearing those stupid beads?
Yeah, man. I wear them every day.
Don't be so aggressive.
I'm sorry. It's the beads.
Yeah. The beads make me hate you.
Yeah, well, I don't think the beads make you hate me. I think
can't
you just hate
wait
me.
Until we're in the water and a barracuda just comes up and wails on you.
No, I'm not
going to
wear them in the water.
You can't wear them in the water.
No, I'm not going to wear them in the water.
Hey, I have a question for you, and this is probably good for information for people listening, but is anybody doing anything in Nassau?
I am not.
Galvin's hosting a pool party.
I don't think, am I?
That's the updated schedule.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, I got picked?
Yeah.
All right.
You're not getting off the boat?
I guess not.
No.
That's, all right. That can't be. Is that real?
What?
That he's hosting the pool party? Yeah, I know.
Initially said Dizzy was hosting.
What, do you think Reverb Guy can't do a
no, party? I'm just saying.
It initially said Dizzy. And then it came out yesterday and it said Galvin.
Well, now you can't leave.
Dude. Now, I know that you're in high school at the time, but did it actually say Dizzy or did it say who with a big question mark and you suggested Dizzy?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, so okay, originally it said who question mark.
The who?
Not the who. It just said who question mark. And then there was an updated schedule attached to our prizes this week.
Mm.
And on that schedule, it says, join Galvin at the pool.
All right.
Also, there was an itinerary that went out yesterday.
Yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
On Easter?
To who?
Yeah. Everybody.
On what email?
I don't imagine work email.
I don't have email ever.
I'm in my work email and I don't have
it's
an
itinerary. It's a phishing scam.
My sister read it to me.
It's from Accent on Travel. It's right, the one that Mike's talking about.
Okay.
So not in the work email.
Don't click on it. It's a phishing scam.
So I don't know who it went out to, but I got that one as well. But again, the schedule that I'm looking at now was attached to our prizes this week.
Here, I have it. Coco K, Saturday, April 6th. Day in Nassau, Celtic Cruise Pool Party. Back to the ship, hosted by Galvin. In the pool for an impromptu pool party. We have a limited number of pins.
When did that email go out?
Yesterday.
Yeah, I don't think
Friday.
Friday. I just
and it's from Accident and Travel.
Yeah. I got it at 3:42 and at the bottom there is the itinerary or agenda on this one.
What are you doing in Bahamas, Carmen?
Me?
Yeah, in Nassau.
Yeah, I don't know.
Carmen, I'm having a pool party.
You should come by. Oh, thank you, Galvin. Thank you.
How is Galvin going to buy me drinks to sing your frogs?
Yeah, right?
And also, please note, exact times and locations may change according to these.
And hosts.
Yeah, like.
I'm not going to sing your frogs. I can tell you that. I was just there 2 weeks ago. I'm done. I don't need a bunch of people falling into me and singing chop. Chot, 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 chot. And some guy screaming on an overmodulated microphone. Yeah. All right, let me get everybody to the stage. Oh, I'm not doing that.
I do want to get some conch, though. That's delicious over there. Fresh conch. Fresh.
Yeah, I think I'm going to go to Galvin's pool.
Yeah, I'll be at Galvin's.
Hey, that's a place to be. All right.
Delicious.
The boat's empty that time of day. It's great.
Yeah.
I might just sleep in.
Oh, now we're talking.
Well, the pool party's not until 2. So you can make
perfect.
Yeah.
All right, Galvin, I'll see you at your pool party.
Right.
What do you got planned?
There's a party. I'm going to have a pool there.
Yep.
There's going to be some drinks.
Will we party at the pool?
Yeah, we got some pins. I'm going to have a microphone with reverb set up on it.
Uh-huh. Give me a Bud Light and a Papa's Pilar and a pool and a party, and we're all set.
Yep. Yeah.
I'm going to yell at people as they come.
We throw the pool party when everybody gets off the boat.
The well, I think that was for the people who don't want to get off the boat.
It's going to be me and the Bahaman.
Okay. Thank you, Galvin. Thank you for recognizing the correct way to say it.
Make sure you get a liner from him.
I really hope you do get to yell at people as they come out to the pool.
Hello, this is Derek from the Bahaman.
John Brennan.
Galvin's pool party is the best.
John Brennan goes, nobody even flinched at the fact you said you were interviewing the Bahaman. They were here for the Super Bowl when the Super Bowl was here.
Oh,
when that
man.
Song was big. It was when the Super Bowl was in Tampa when the Ravens and Giants played.
Oh.
And I got them to say the game was on 10-10. And they said, 10-10, let the dogs out.
You asked them to do that?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
And they did it. I had the Bahaman working overtime for me.
Nice.
Hi, we're Bahaman. And don't forget, 10-10, let the dogs out. I wish I could find I got to go find that now.
How many different things did they have to do? Lucy's Subway Sub Chop. That's a dog. Do you know what I mean? Like just a million different things.
Once I had him do it, people heard it. It was a line behind me.
Oh my God.
Vito's car detailing. That the dog's out.
That guy's air conditioning company with the grunts.
Brian's dog walking. Really let the dogs out.
I hate that guy doing commercials. What are you, what are you a grunt? All right, we got to take a break. 727-579-1025 or 800-771-1025. It's a Mike Calta show. This is 1025 The Bone.
You're listening to the Mike Calta show. And now, another Bone traffic update from the Safe Touch Security Traffic Center.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.